Shalom, home Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Maslomka Shabbat Shalom Yisrael. Shalom. You may be seated. What a great and a pleasant time that Yah has granted unto Yisrael. In time whereby we can literally hear Him. We can hear the voice of our Abba as He speaks in the power of His HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. So I take great delight today that Yah has called me and elected me according to His sovereign power and His election. Has nothing to do with me or what I can deliver unto Him, because He has delivered all things unto me in Yahshua HaMashiach. And so I cannot do anything without the revelation or the power of Yahshua. We cannot walk in the light of Torah. Torah has no appeal to us. We cannot free ourselves from sin, but only by the power, the strength, the knowledge and truth, the testimony of Yahshua the Lamb. For in Yahshua we move, we live, and we have the substance of our lives in Him. And anything outside of Him will bring about a debacle. It will bring about death and destruction. And so we have our strength and assurance in Yahshua the Lamb. It comes no other way. I do want to directly and to deal with the matter or the subject today that I want to emphasize greatly as we sense and see the demonic powers of hell riding today as they prepare for their pagan Esther. What are the most damnable, wickedest events that could ever be perpetrated by a people? Yet we see the subtleties of that among Israel. I want to show us why and the reason. We are a people, as Yah spoke unto Hoshea to speak unto Israel. He says in Hoshea chapter 4 and verse 6. He is talking about His people. He said that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They have no understanding of the commands of Yah. And they have gone about to establish their own traditions to supplant the most valuable instructions that a man could ever receive from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And so the people of Yahweh, they are destroyed. He did not say that they are sustained. They are literally destroyed. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. And when something is destroyed, it has no life in it at all. They have no spiritual flow or no power of the Ruach in them. They're destroyed because they lack the knowledge of this Emet, this truth. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, and there are those that will reject the knowledge of Almighty Yah. They will reject the truth of His mitzvah. Remember the Shabbat. And keep it kadosh. You shall not take the name of Yah our Abba in vain. And he that does so shall not be held guiltless. So they have discounted what Yah has said because they are an ignorant people. They do not know, nor do they have the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. He said, because you have rejected, because it has cut against the grain of your traditions. Because it does not support your rhetoric and your traditions. He said, you have rejected my Emet. He said, I will reject you. I will reject you. I will reject you because you rejected knowledge. that you shall no more be Kohen, or those that have the power of understanding of my truth. He said, you will not be a special one unto me. You will have no important value to me at all, seeing that you have forgotten the Torah of the Sovereign One, the Most High. Seeing that you have forgotten the Torah, the Imats, the truth of the Most High. And this is a generation that has forgotten the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You will see it expressed in a way on tomorrow with the pageantry, with the pagan elements from the belly of hell. It has been birthed by the powers of darkness. It is not of the strength of doctrine that Yahshua conveyed unto Israel. We as the people of Almighty Yah, we have retained remnants of that pagan and the pagan practices of this Jezebel, this Isabel, that has seduced the people of Yah to forget the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Now that's what she does. I will show us in Scripture. She is one that causes one to forget the Torah. And if there's one blatant whore today that commits more whoredom than the Islamics or the Buddhists or the Hindus, it is the Jezebel, the Isabel that we call Christianity. She is a blatant whore. She is a violent whore. She is a pagan whore. And she is a treacherous whore. And everything that comes out of her bosom, it is of whoredom to bring about the secretion or the milk of witchcraft and whoredom. Now that's what this Jezebel does today. The thing that you call the church, the thing that you identify with the church, and that is her proper expression. I will show you. The people of Yah, we are ignorant because we do not search Scripture. And then we don't even search material that is so readily easy to search. I will show you what church is out of the book that you call the Webster Dictionary. I will read it to us. Its origin, its etymology, how it arose. The assembly of Yah is not the church. It cannot be identified in that expression. It is the assembly, it is the elect, the call out, the set apart of Yah. It is Yisrael. It is not the church. It has no tenets of what the church has. We've seen this whore. She is a Jezebel, an Isabel of great power, for she has seduced the minds of those that Yah had put in position that the authority of His Torah would be expressed on to the house of Israel. And so when Israel began to walk in the light of the true identity of Yah's HaMashiach, we began to bring the relics of this past, this whore that has prostituted us and pimped us like a pimp pimps, a whore on the street corners. And that's what she has done. She pimped them. She's a whore. It is not of Yah. Nothing that she arrays herself in is of Yah. The name of their Jesus has nothing to do with Yah. The name of their God is not the expression of Almighty Yahweh. If their God is a God, then Yahweh cannot be that. He is Yahweh in His name. The power of His name expresses the power of His character. And Yahshua shows us the expression and the power and the character of the Abba. Because He is the living Torah of Yah. Seeing that you have forgotten the Torah. This whore has caused the minds of the people to have disdained for the Torah. They say you don't have to keep the Shabbat. There's all kinds of adultery among them. These dogs that call themselves preachers, they are greedy swans, cannot have enough. A Jezebel, the Isabel spirit, run rapidly. You see the power and the persona of this spirit in the midst, because the women run everything today. It is not of Yah. It is of the gates of hell. And there's a reason that it has arisen, and there's a purpose to it. Yahweh is going to separate His chosen, elect, chaste virgin from the midst of a whore that produced witchcraft, the bewitching of the mind, the seducing of families and generations of families, that they be a memorials unto their gods. He is going to bring Israel and only Israel out from this whore. For her pageantry tomorrow will be of every kind of vile, detestable practice that can be imaginable by man. It is out of the bellies of hell. I do not care who it is that participate in those arenas. They are given over unto the dark power of hell. You cannot touch the unclean things of the world. You cannot associate yourself with these unclean things. It is birthed out of hell. I had a man call me yesterday. And he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I'm trying to reach my family. I said to him, who is the family of Israel? Those pagans that reject Yah, sons, daughters, mothers, kinsmen, they are not the elect of Yah. He said that I will participate in their Easter meal to draw them. I said, man, that is an offering sacrifice unto Esther. It is a sacrifice unto hell. And for you to sit down and dine at the table of thieves by the power of witchcraft, you bring damnation to your own soul. You cannot sit in the company of that. You cannot gravitate to that and give credence that it is right. You cannot be a part of it. You cannot even allow the relics of that in the midst. In every whorehouse that will meet tomorrow, you will see the relics of that. Whether the man says he's against it, you will see the relics of it. Why? Because you will find more people coming out on tomorrow than you he has during the past months or the other feast days that are birthed out of hell. And Yah said that my people are destroyed because they have rejected, they have forgotten the Torah. And any time we forget the Torah of Yah, there is death working in us. It brings about a destructiveness in us. You cannot forget the Torah of Yah. You cannot forget the Torah of Yah, our Most High One, the Abba, and expect to live. He said, because you have done that, I will also forget your children. Now you have forgotten me, I will forget your children. Our Avot and Aimer, they forgot the Torah of Yah. Now look at the children, we that are birthed out of their loins. Look at the abysmal practice of whoredom among us. Look at the actions and the things that we do that are perpetrated from the depths of a dark mind, conscience. It's not perpetrated or directed by the Ruach of Yah. It's birthed out of the belly of darkness. It's birthed out of hell. That's why we cannot be a part of these satanic practices that are birthed out of the belly of darkness. And these things that are transpiring in this hour, there's a reason why. Because of this Isabel spirit, Baal is Lord. And out of this whore, you find one expression, Lord, 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 Lord. And we think that they are just simple words without meanings. We are fooling ourselves. And we are going to destroy ourselves. I want to take us in a direction today. I certainly want to take my time, whether I take it or not. You that have ear, hear what the Ruach of Yah say unto the assembly of Israel. Not a whore, thumping, prostituting Jezebel that calls herself a church. And what began in Gilead, Revelation. It says here profoundly in Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Jah began to deal with the assembly of Thyatira as he sent forth the message, Mother Melech, unto the man that stood in the place to combat the forces of hell. I understand what it says, unto the Melech of the assembly of Thyatira, but it was a man. We know that the Melech is a ministering power of the most profound knowledge of Yah. Because they are Melech that stand, Melechim that stand in His presence all the day long. And they exonerate His character. It has come under the assault of hell. And our minds do not proliferate the character of Yah. He speaks of this corrupt character of man. Turn our mind away from His Torah. Yah says unto that assembly, He said, nevertheless, or notwithstanding, He said, there are some things that I have against you. I have a few things against you. Now, I certainly do not want Yah to have anything against me. He said, I have a few things against you. And the reason why, you have suffered that woman, that Isabel, this thing we call the church. We have this churchanity in us. And that damnable thing must be rooted out by the power and the truth of Yah's Torah. We have our churchanity practices that are based upon the principles of this Isabel, this whore, that bring every kind of pollution and whoredom in the mind of man. Now that's what she does. Yah says, because you forgot my Torah, I will forget your children. And we are the children of those that have forgotten the Torah of Yah. We are the children of those that have forgotten the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And Yahweh said, because of that, I will place it upon your seed that shall come from your bosom. Look at the demise of this generation. The death, the diseases, the sickness, the corruption. Look at this generation. I'm talking about those that declare that they are the seed of Israel. I'm not looking outside toward the world, because the world is a carbon copy of what is happening within the context of the house of Israel. That's what I'm talking about. The wicked will do wickedly, and they do not understand the plan of Yah. We say we are the seed of Israel. We should know. We should not lack knowledge. We should not be destroyed. We have the fullness of knowledge. We have the revelation of knowledge. We have the beauty of knowledge. We have the strength of knowledge in the revelation of Yahshua. There's a willingness, ignorance among Yah's people. There's a willingness and the rebelliousness among the people of Israel. There's a blatant defiance of what Yah says. There's no contriteness among them. Yah said, you will see it upon your children. He said, I have things against you. You have suffered that Isabel, that Jezebel, that one that says she has the oracles of Yah. You have suffered her, which call herself a prophetess, that she can see beyond what the word of Yah speaks. She has the ability to foretell, and that's what this whore does. Is not that a practice in what you call the church? Come on here, Israel. They're always foretelling. Are not they always prophesying? Are not they always prophesying over everyone? Are not they always laying hands and prophesying and telling lies out of the belly of whoredom? That's what a whore does. She lies. She lies. And that's what this whore has done. No lie is going to tarry before Yah. And so before the people, this effeminate spirit of what they call a prophet. And they're prophetess. And they're prophesying over everyone. In this pagan base religious harlotry. And what it does, it produces more whoredom, more foulness. It caused them to reject the Torah of Yah. It caused them to damn the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Israel, their strength was when they walked in the discipline of the Torah, when they obeyed the Torah of Yahweh. Yeshua, the strength of Yah, He is the living power of the Torah. He did not remove one scintillal of a dot or jot from the Torah. He is the perfect power of Torah in flesh. He has given us the power to live according to Torah without any complaining or any kind of speculation. He is the fullness of Yah's truth. It's what He is. And so you've allowed this Jezebel, this woman, this vile spirit that calls herself the church. And they say in this whole house, the church has replaced Israel. It is a damned lie. It is a damned lie. It is a damnable lie. It is a damnable lie. Yah is not going to choose Israel. He is going to restore Israel. He's going to bring Israel back to her beauty, that she shall be presented as a bride unto Him, and she shall array herself in the tzaddik of Yah, the power of the righteous covering of Yahshua the Lamb. She must be covered with Yahshua. She cannot be covered with her traditions and her principles. She must be covered with Yahshua. Her mind must be washed in the dam, the blood of Yahshua. She must have the mind of Yahshua, because He pleased the Abba in all things. The assembly Israel can never please Yah outside of Yahshua. You can understand the letter of the Torah, but it is of no power without life, the life of Torah. Yahshua is the life of the Torah. So this woman, this Jezebel, the spirit that rises up in her, this whore, this woman that calls herself the church, and she arrayed herself in her own traditions, and she caused the minds to be alienated from Yah. He said she calls herself a prophet, a prophetess. She teach. And to seduce my servants to commit or to be given over unto fornication, given over unto idolatry. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. When they practice idolatry beginning on yesterday, in all the newspapers, that's all they had, their Good Fridays, they call them. They serenaded in this pagan ritual. And they're so ignorant, they don't even understand what it's all about. They had their sun, they will have their sun rising service. Now the sun, the S-O-N, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N of Yah has arisen in me. That is the light of the honor of Almighty Yah. That's the light of His power. That's the strength of Torah. That's the power of Torah. And so she has caused the ones to be given over unto idolatry in their Esther practice, in their practice of the Easter, in the practice of the pagan days. And those that sit in those whorehouses, those churches, their minds are bewitched. Their minds are bewitched. You don't suffer a witch to live, and Yah's not going to suffer a witch to live. I will get to that in greater detail. You don't suffer a witch to live. She has seduced. She has brought them under her power, under her witchcraft spirit, that they defy the Torah of Yah. They forget the Torah of Yah. And they go about to establish their own righteousness, which is as a filthy rag. What they will offer up tomorrow, it is filthy. It is vile. It is out of the gates of hell. And there will be those that will go to have a feel nice, good spirit, as they would say. But it's not of Yah. You cannot be a part of it. You cannot bless the hands of that. You cannot eat that damnable bread that is offered unto pagans. You cannot sit down with them on their dinners after their whorehouse gathering tomorrow. You secure death. You bring death upon your mind, upon your ruach, and you certainly is causing death to come upon your physical body. It is like eating cyanide. It is not of Yah. He is not playing with this wicked generation. He's going to burn it to the abysmal of hell. Yisrael, we better allow the trials that we are afflicted by to purge us, to give us the strength and the resolve to go through the afflictions. That's what we better allow them to do. Instead of hunking down like some cowardice and muttering and crying with your weakness, you better begin to do it in Yeshua, that He may rise in you, and the power and the strength of Yah may prevail, instead of this damn corrupt flesh and the immaturity that is among Israel, that they revert back to the ways of this Jezebel whore that seduces her. We cannot go her way. She's wrong. Her practices are wrong. Her ways are wrong. You cannot take the relics of her and try to incorporate them in the Torah way of Almighty Yah. It will cause you to become double-minded. You will not be sure in the way you're walking. You will not be certain of the things of Yah. And you will begin to compromise. And a double-minded individual is unstable in all of their ways. You will not know whether you're going or coming. Well, I know that his name is that, but I use lies from hell. He has one name. He does not have a duplicity of a name. There is no contradictory in his name. He has one. And his son came in that name. He did not come in the name of Yeshua. He came in the name of Yeshua. He is the Lamb of Yah. He is the birth of the bosom of Almighty Yah. He is the power of His words that went in that little virgin Miriam and came forth with the excellent power and the strength of Yah, as to let us know when the power of the Torah resides in Israel. By the witness of Yeshua, we can walk like Him. We can talk like Him. We can act like Him. We can overcome like Him. Reason we don't overcome and endure because that Torah is not alive. It's not real to us. And it causes us to forget the Torah of Yah. We forget about the Tav of Yah. When we think about the Tav of Yah, that He has kept us in the constraints of His Torah. See, that's His Tav. Then the inward parts of the being shout, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all that Yah has done for us, we must walk by the constraints of the Torah. This woman that is called Isabel, she is what we call the church. Now, I want to show you, I want to read this. You can look in your Webster dictionary. It is there. Now, this is what the word church. It is ultimately... from the Latin Greek, kariakon, and it is a neuter of kariaos of the Lord. Well, who is the kariaos of the Lord? Now that's what it says. From kairios, Lord, Master, and it says it is akin. Listen, brothers and sisters. We are ignorant because we have no energy to press beyond our ignorance. Now this is what it says. It's there in the Webster. It says it is akin to the sun Christ, Ketara, hero, warrior. Now do you understand what I just read? What he is saying, that the word church, it comes from the Latin word carica. Caricon, that is the derivative of the word caricus, which is a Latin Greek word that comes from, this church word derives from the Sanskrit, so from the Sanskrit language. Now, if you read that booklet that I wrote, Yahweh in the Gods of the Scripture, you will understand what the Sanskrit language is. But because you don't read, because you're not, there's no desire to understand, you don't know, we don't know. So it came from the Sanskrit. Listen now, Sanskrit, Katara, which is hero and warrior. Now I want to define and show you what the Sanskrit language is. Do you all hear me? It is an ancient Indo-Aryan language that is the classical language of India and of Hinduism. Hinduism. It is the classical language of Hinduism. That is what the word holy, it is straight out of the Hinduism drama. A style or a pattern of life that you live to please the cosmics. That is what it is from. It is from Hinduism, the dominant religion of India that emphasized Rama, which is the resulting rituals of social observation and often mythical contemplations. Now that is what Hinduism is. It is a mystical form of religion. And that is where the word church came from. She is a Jezebel. And that's what she is. She produced how many gods in the Hindu religion? There are over 350 million gods. In Hinduism, there are over 350 million gods. 350 million. Which one do you pray for? It's almost one for each person in America, isn't it? And they're all in these whorehouses praying to their gods of this whorehouse. She is a Jezebel. She caused those to forget Torah. She never taught us Torah. She made us forget Torah. She brought us under this delusion that Torah was not vital, that the Shabbat was not vital, that his name was of no importance, and yet they had many gods. And they built gods. You see the statues of their gods. We're not playing with some kind of little small matter, brothers and sisters. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Because you permitted, you suffered. You allowed her to do it without any restraint. You did not even combat her. You didn't even fight against her. You gave her permanence, you gave her preeminence among you. You gave her power. And that's what we have allowed this whore to do. We've allowed this thing called the church and her principles and practices that they resonate in our minds. When we hear the Torah of Yah, we got to weigh them against what the church says. It is not so. It is not of Yah. And the Catholic whorehouse is just a derivative of this Katara, this hero, this warrior of the Hindu power of the Hindu gods. That's all it is. And inside of what we call the church, it is the power of Katara, this Hindu power, this god that is the warrior, the mighty one. There's only one mighty one. And his name is Yahweh. There's only one that came in the might of his power. His name is Yahshua. It is not some damned of a Jesus, some damned lords. They're pagan lies out of this whore to turn the minds of the people away from the living Torah of Yah. Well, words are just words. Well, how many wives want their husband to walk in every day and greet them by the words that what we call a female dog? That would not be pleasantry, would it? How many husbands want the wives, when they come home, the wife, meet them with this arcane title that is so demeaning? And so you call him anything but by his name, it's demeaning. I don't want nobody calling me guy or you guys. Don't call me that. Don't call my wife that. She's not a guy. She's a woman. She's a sister. You call her sister. Don't call me guy. He was in the store the other day. Young man, I knew he had a degree. That's what I asked. That's why I asked him. I said, young man, you're a college degree person, are you not? He said, I have two. I said, what I want you to do, the way you greet it, my wife is not a guy. I said, I want you to go home and you find out what the word guy means. And then you will not so reluctantly greet your clientele that way. So don't greet me that way. I mean that. We're not that. We're not the church. We are Israel. Let no one call you that. It opens the door for every kind of pagan whorehouse. Listen, my brothers and sisters. If you walk into this demonic place whereby they're worshiping Shaitan, would you not sense the power of that trying to press in on you and press in your mind? Would you not sense that? So if you open the door to that house, the whorehouse called the church, that you allow the spirits that emanate in her to press upon your mind because you identify with her. We don't identify with her. We identify with Israel. We are the elect of Yah. When it's a small matter, it's not a small matter. Yes, I have a few things against you. I have something against you. I don't want y'all to have anything against me. You allowed that whore, this thing that have rose up by the rebelliousness of man. That is what this whorehouse, how she has come about, what we call the church. She's come about the because of the rebelliousness of men. I don't believe that, Pastor Roberts. Did not Israel, when he brought them out of Mizraim, did not they build a golden calf? Did not they say, we will say, this is the one that led us out of the bondage of Mizraim? And they have set the Tara, or the warrior of the Hindus, the mighty ones of the Hindus, are the one that has brought us forth. These are the ones that we pray to. And that's how they pray. We pray to the only elect one, Yah in Yeshua. We pray to Yahweh. We don't pray to deities, brothers and sisters. We pray to Almighty Yah in the power and the truth of Yeshua. You cannot pray to him any other way. You're not going to reject HaMashiach because he's the Torah and the Torah teaches us how to pray. You can't reject that. And so out of this thing, out of this whore, out of this Jezebel has flown these corrupt powers. And the two main ones are whoredom and witchcraft. And I hope to get into that and show you the depth of that today. I believe I have time. But that is what's come out of her. You see a whoredom spewed everywhere. And you see the witchcraft. Well, what is the witchcraft? Come on. We are foolish that we allow the spirit of foolish Galusia who have bewitched you. When what is bewitched, they cannot obey the truth. What is the truth? His Torah is the truth, brothers and sisters. Let nobody kid you. I don't care if it's your grandson, your sister, your brother. That is the truth of Yah. He said, you are foolish. You are bewitched. Does this thing we call the church bewitch folks? They're bewitched. They will carry out their pagan activities. The Baptist whorehouse would do it just like the Methodist. The Methodist whorehouse, just like the Pentecostal. The Pentecostal whorehouse, just like the apostolic. The apostolic, just like the charismatics. It will carry out one of the most damnable pagan things upon the face of the earth. And what will happen to Israel when you find weak men that are at the center of the power structure of Israel, they will allow those things to come in. There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. I'm not going to take that back, brothers. You understand? There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. I will show us in the book. There's nothing more vile than a weak man. Man has to have the strength of Yeshua, that he endured all things for the sake of the assembly. We are the congregation, the set apart of Israel. We are not some damnable church. To hell with all churches. Let them all be damned. Damn every last one of them, Yah. That his name may rise from the ruins of this damn whorehouse. Hallelujah. Damn every Baptist whorehouse. Damn every Catholic, every synagogue. Let them call that what they want to. There's only one assembly. There's only one house. And that is Israel. The strangers came into Jerusalem and they worship Yah there. And they will come into the city of Jerusalem and they will worship Yah. There's only one body and that body is Yeshua. And this pagan whore is not a part of his body. This Esther is not a part of the body of Yeshua. Your memorials unto your families, we have seen that in this thing we call burials. It is nothing but memorials, their own private pagan memorials. I'm telling you, this has all arrived from this whore we call the church. That's where it all come from. And they make memorials unto them. I don't care whether they are drunkards or liars. I don't care whether they were thieves that died in whoredom. I don't care how they died, shot in gangland killings. They exalt them, a memorial unto them. They esteem them and they personify them as idols and gods. You will see signs on their cars in memorial unto David Roberts, in memorial of Cliff Martin. It is wickedness. It is from the gates of hell. It is from the belly of darkness. That's what they have done. It is not of Yah, brothers and sisters. The practice of this whore is not of Yahweh. We got to get this damnable thing out of our minds. We got to get free from all of our relics, all of our practices. And it cannot be based upon our little weak, shabby emotions. But it must be based upon Torah. His mama is going to be damned in that pagan church because she rejects Torah. What is my sister? Your sister's going to be damned in that whorehouse. You're not going to reject the Torah. You're not going to reject the truth of Yah. And look at what they say. It would be better they never heard than to hear it and to reject it. It's best you never hear it than to hear it and then reject it. And so this thing we call the church, it is from the Latin Greek, but paganism. What is India but a pagan cauldron of hell? What is Hinduism? What has an expression from Hinduism has to do with Yah? That's why I tell you, brothers and sisters, this English grammar, this English vernacular, it is a thievery of language from all languages. Yah gave unto Israel a Hebrew tongue. There were 3,200 words in the entirety of the Hebrew tongue. And it was about the worship, the adoration of Yah. And everything that they saw in creation, it expressed Yah. The names of their sons and their daughters, we name them today. That's why Yah says, because you've forgotten me, it will come upon your children. And so parents today, they don't resort back to the Torah way where their sons and their daughters carry the name of the Most High and honor him. They give them names that they don't even know that come from the belly of hell. And they open the door to spirits that they know not of. And that is the truth, whether you agree with me or not. And that's what we have done. Hallelujah. So I have no problem with one changing their pagan name to a name that personifies Yah. I have none with that. Hallelujah. Yeah, names have no importance. They do. If they have no importance, how many of you all want to be called devil? Well, I'll tell you what, I call you Shaitan, devil. Satan. Who wants to be called that? Come on, brothers and sisters. No one wants to be called that. If you walked in the house, wife, and your husband said, hey, devil, hey, Satan. Come on, husband, you walk in the house. Every time you walk in, your wife says, Shaitan. I know some can say things that are worse than that. Don't tell me names are not of great value and importance. They are of great value. They are of great importance. And so the names of the sons, I will show us, even though they did wicked, were names that personify the power of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And so don't call this place a church. It is the assembly, the tabernacle, the bayat, the house. Israel, eradicate it from your vocabulary. Don't even use it when it comes to the things of Yah. You use it toward the pagan, this Jezebel. For everything that comes out of her is full of death. Now, how has this entered into among Israel? Let me show you. Turn quickly to 1 Kings. It says in 1 Kings, hallelujah, chapter 16. I want to show you how the Spirit entered in among Israel. We cannot do wickedly before Yah. We cannot defy the Torah and think that it's going to be all right. It says in 1 Kings 16:30. It says, and Ahab the son of Omri. Now that word Omri, or the name Omri, is a pupil of Yahweh. Omri. A pupil a student of Yah? Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of Yahweh above all that were before him. He did more evil than Omri, Rehoboam, and by the hands of Rehoboam Jeroboam, the power of idolatry began to overtake Israel. He did evil before Yah. He was a man that opened up the corridors of hell. He went away from the commandments because scripture tells us that he that keeps the commandments of Almighty Yahweh shall feel no evil thing. When a man keeps the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, he shall feel no evil thing. No evil shall come upon him because he is wise, and a wise man discerns both time and mishpatim. He discerns that. He understands. But a man that has not the ruach of Yah, he cannot discern time. He is a shallow, he is a lazy man. He is not a man that is energetic when it comes to the ruach or the scriptural things of Yah, the kefeh. He is not a man of that character. And so what he did evil in the sight more than anyone before Yah, before Almighty Yah. And scripture says, and it came to pass, as it had been a small thing. Did not Yahweh say unto Thyatira, I have a few things against you? He said a few things. And so he thought it was a small thing. Look for this. For him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Jeroboam. And he took to wife Jezebel, Baal, Lord. Now that is what Jezebel means. Baal is Lord. That is what the word Jezebel mean. In this thing you call the church, is that not a constant resonation there? Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Is that not there? Don't back down on me now. That's what they say all the time. That's all they say. These are not my expressions. You can find them in any simple dictionary. It says this. It says that he took for himself this wife, Jezebel, which means Baal, which means Baal is Lord. I married to Baal. That's what it means. Oh, folks will say, oh, I'm married to the Lord. The Lord is my husband. You never heard women say that? Sure you have. It comes from the belly of this whore. She spouses whoredom and witchcraft. That's all she does. It says that Ahab, he sinned. And so when a man sinned, he has transgressed the Torah. He has defied the Torah, has he not? And so that's what this whore does. She turns the mind away from the living power of the Torah. That's what she does. And that's what this whore does, the church does. She leads them away from Torah and brings them to a pagan worship like Easter. She defies Torah, the name of Yah, and she put Baal there, Lord. Lord, you know that it is an Jezebel spirit. When you find a people that's always calling on the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, you know that there is a spirit of Jezebel there. Do you all hear me? Don't get slack on me. Don't get lackadaisia. When you find a place, you find those that, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, there is a spirit of Jezebel. It is Jezebel the power in that whole house because they are worshiping and they're drawn from the power of the gods of Hinduism and the drummers of India. And they are ignorant. They don't understand. They will not even look up the word T-O-O and understand that the position or the power of that in the English grammar. And they think they know. That's why Yah raised up men that will forego things that you will not so that they can feed us. It's not just wealthy rice and beans all the time. Nice to have a little extra, some other things there. Hallelujah. Well, you preach on damnation. Well, the message that was on Wednesday, I thought it was a very enlightened truth. To believe, Yah, this is a day that we better make sure that there is no sin. You got to come into the bar of into Jerusalem without sin. This is a time to break every burden. This is a time to overcome the powers of hell. Would you leave His bar? You can rest in Yahshua. Hallelujah. I know what I do on Scripture Truth Night. And I know what the Shabbat is for too. And so you will not find me preaching like on Scripture Truth Nights like I do on the Shabbat. It's different format then. We're dealing with a different thing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This whore calls one to observe the customs and the laws of her laws that they're based upon the pagan traditions. Is that what they will do tomorrow, brothers and sisters? Is that what they did on their Xmas? They did the same thing. The pagan days, their Thanksgivings, has nothing to do with Yah. I was reading the man that does the restoration scriptures. He said it's nothing wrong with celebrating Thanksgiving. Last from hell. It has nothing to do with Yah. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. The tables are filled with puke and every kind of foul thing. It is not of Yah. He has set aside the days of memorial unto Him. His Moedim. His feast days. These are days that bring about a remembrance of Him. If you sit down at the table with a pagan who keeps Thanksgiving, who are they? Who are they going to say Torah to? If you sit down with those that are wicked and they're full of drunkenness, who are they Torah to? Or is it just a form of gluttony and ritualism? That's all it is. We ought not to be a part of any of it. I will not sit down at any table that offer me a meal for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or Valentine or birthdays or anniversary days or any days. I will keep the Moedim of Yah. I will keep Pesach. I will keep the Feast of Masvah. I will keep Sukkoth. I will keep the ordained days of Yah that He will be remembered in my mind and a memorial unto Him. I will not sit down at the table. Sister Robin is not going to have me on a birthday dinner or a celebration dinner. I will not allow that. It is not of Yah. Hallelujah. It is not of Yah. This is what this whore. These are the customs and the traditions that come out of Hinduism. Hallelujah. I do study things like that. I have a book over there on the religions of the world. And I pull it out every now and then and begin and look at the tenets of the religions of the world. And they're all alike. There's only one that separates himself from all religions, and that is Yahweh. Because it is not a religion, it is just truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Amri, the pupil of Yah, did evil in the sight of Yah above all that were before him. He did wickedly. And it came to pass, as it had been a small thing for him to walk in the sin of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Isabel, the daughter of Ethbaal, which Baal is king. The daughter, she does what her mammy does. You understand? She does just what her mammy does. At Ethbaal, say that Baal is king. Do not they say that the Lord is king? The Lord is king. Do you not hear that? Come on, brothers and sisters. We can find this in the book that we read. We can find this in the Ketu, the Ketve, the scriptures. It's there. It's there. We just lazy. We just lazy. We are just lazy. Our minds are lazy. Our will is lazy. Our purpose is lazy. Our desire is lazy. We get offended at those that are energetic and willing and desire to understand the depth. We don't like that. We get jealous. We act immature. I will not reduce myself whereby the things of the book that I am so ignorant when it comes to that I will not search out a simple matter that I will not understand. As I search scripture, I say to my Abba all the time, Yah, I am so ignorant. And I see, because I look at scriptures and I say, Yah, let me move on to the next one. Because I am so ignorant, so little that I do know. That is the truth, brothers and sisters.
Very little. I know very little. But little that a Sadiqah man has, a Sadiqah, is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. So I'd rather know the little that he's given me than to have the wealth of theology, hermeneutics, hermeneutics, and all of that. I'd rather have the little that comes from the bosom of Yah, that I may feed you the whole stale bread. And you need to hold stay so that you may stand still and see the salvation, the Yahshua of Yahweh. We need that, brothers and sisters. So she was the daughter of Ethbaal. Baal, king with Baal, king of the Sidoni, and went and served Baal. Served who? Who do they serve today? Quote, I love the Lord. Quote, the Lord has been so good to me. Quote, the Lord to save me. Quote, the Lord is one of the, quote, the Lord did this. Quote, the Lord is that. Quote, the Lord. The Lord, the Lord. That's what you hear resonate out of this whore. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. That's all you hear. They don't even use the name Jesus or Jesus much. Say, the Lord, this and the Lord. You're the Lord has been good to me. The Lord did this for me. I thank God. The Lord is kind. I thank God. The Lord. That's it. They wouldn't serve Baal. They wouldn't serve the Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't take this as just some message that has no credence or importance, but it does. They went and they served the Lord. They wouldn't serve Baal. They went and serve the Phoenician deity, this masculine god that brings fortune and riches and blessings. Is that not what they attribute him to? You know, I was this where the Lord blessed me with this, and the Lord gave me a house, and the Lord gave me a car, and the Lord gave me new clothes. Like, that's what they do. It is not of Yah. It is from the gates of hell. It is by the spirit of Isabel, this Jezebel. Hallelujah. That's why there must be strong men. I said all the time, there must be strong men. Because when a man finds a wife, he finds the 12 things. And he has favor of Yah. This was not a wife. It's one thing that a wife does. I want to tell all your daughters, one thing that a wife does. In the midst of a man's weakness, she strengthens him and causes this power of Yah to resonate from him because she restores him back to his head. She restores him. She does not try to diminish him or demute him. This Jezebel, that's what she did to this little weak thing we call Ahab. She was a Jezebel. She even brought him lower than what he was. That he cried like a little effeminate thing because he couldn't get his way. He sucked his finger like a little boy. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday as we were finishing up this thing out here. I said, you know, Brother Patrick, I can say. And I said with all honesty, all the years that I've been married to my wife, I said, in the midst of my great weakness, she has always strengthened me. Her submissiveness, her obedience, the words that she would say to me had always strengthened me. When I had no self-esteem, she spoke words that gave me strength to believe that there was something greater than what I was, Yahshua. When I had no ability to, she strengthened me to draw from the well. She has always done that. I said, you could just have someone to satisfy the arousement of your flesh, but that's not a wife. That's not a wife. That's not a wife. That's an Isabel. And that's what an Isabel does. She just takes care of one component of the man, but a wife. She understands that her head is her strength. And to make sure that the head is nourished and the head is prepared. Don't we praise Yah for Yahshua? Don't we barak Yah for Yahshua? To make sure that our head stay in his place, his proper identity in us. And by that we can do all things through the power of Yahshua, because he is our strength. And our head, the wife knows that she can serve Yah. She can bless Yah. She can worship Yah. If her head is strong, she is strong. If her head has the honor of Yah, she has honor. If her head doesn't fear, she has nothing to fear for. And so that's what this Isabel has done. Has raised up the women. That's what it has done. To supplant the man, but it's not going to be. In Israel, 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 the pecking order of Yah is still the same. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. It's going to be that way. Yah is not going to change one thing at all. But this whore has. She has tried to change the dynamics of Yah. Has she not? He went and married one of the Lord worship of Baal. Her mother was Ethbaal. Hallelujah. Had no strength of Yah. Yah, none whatsoever. Had no love for Yah. None whatsoever. And they worship him. They worship Baal. Do they not this generation worship the Lord? Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Come on, that's what they say. Come on, worship Baal. Brothers and sisters, this is not insignificant. This is of great value. As I think, as I preach to my mind often, I think about this often here. I say, here the KJV of 1611 was a translation for English people. You cannot find the name Jesus nowhere in the book. But you can find the name Yahweh in these letters right there in the book. You cannot find Jesus, but you can find his name. And I say to many that debate that, if those were not saved under the name of Jesus, it was an English book, then how are they saved? Did they all go to hell? Yah's going to save Israel. All those that were under 19 that died, they were all not destroyed. He did not allow even that to be carried into the promised land. He's going to save the remnant of the seed of the elect woman. I was saying to Brother Patrick, I said, you know, your daddy would say things out of the Torah. He had not just come to the knowledge of the truth, but that the purpose of his desire was pure before Yah. There's one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me many years ago, 28 years ago. He would say to me, Brother Roberts, there are those by nature, they obey the Torah. They do the Torah of Yah by nature. There's something in him. Well, he did not understand that they were the seed of Israel. And Yah had written his Torah in their love, and they were parts. But he did open the door for me to understand. Hallelujah. There's one thing about Evangelist Horn. When it was truth, regardless, he was ready to walk in it. He would not fight against it. He was ready to walk in that truth. Hallelujah. And so because of those kings and the avats of Ahab, it brought about this little weak man that did not have the ability to leave the house of Israel. He could not lead them properly. And they began, even under Omri and under Jeroboam, they began to raise up men that were not of the Levitical calling of the priesthood and put them in powers of position. Do they not do that in this whole house? Do not they raise up women? Sister wrote me the other day and said that she went to a Pentecostal gathering and there was an apostle there and he called her and her sister up. And her sister, and prophesied over them that they're going to do great work. There's only one work that Yah calls the daughters of Zion to do. To teach the young women how to love their husband, to be chaste in their home. That's a job. How to submit, how to honor. That's their responsibility. How to take care of the affairs of Yah. Not to stand before some man. Not to direct anyone. Not to direct no congregation. Not to direct assembly of Yah. But for her to get her timbrel and learn how to dance and to praise Yah. That she does the things of a virtuous woman with her hands. That when men see her, they will honor her. And say, look at the precious daughter of Zion. Not some lazy Isabel. Not some bedridden whore that lay on her ass all day and does nothing but eat and sleep and lazy as hell. That's not the persona or woman of Yah. The one that labors with her hands. She gets up, she makes tapestry. Her houses look well too. She take care of her house. She take care of everything. This whore, the church, doesn't even take care of those that are poor in the midst of them. Your superlative is a little extreme. I know. That's all right. Hallelujah. There was a sister that wrote me this morning all the way from the United Kingdom. She said, bless you, Pastor Roberts, the words. There's strength from what you preach. It was a blessing. Hallelujah. This is what we need to hear. And I'm not cutting one corner. I'm not cutting one corner for none of us. I mean that. Hallelujah. We've allowed this church whore, this church spirit to seduce us. And it has suffered you to do things. See, that's what the church does. It suffers you. It permits. Then the restraint. Well, you get pregnant like a whore. No problem with that. Some little nutty boy that puts baby in every little girl and then it's nothing said. Nothing at all. It's none of y'all. It's wicked. I will not be a part of that. Even our forefathers had sense and shame that they had shame of that. Hallelujah. There are women that have had children, a child out of wedlock. And it was one of the most shameful things upon their lives. And they have never done that again. It was just that their ignorance, they were caught up in their own folly. But they never did that again. You find a generation, they drop them baby after baby after baby after baby. Hallelujah. In my generation of my time, we sense that. You don't sense it today. None whatsoever. You don't sense that. My generation, you sense that. You did. It was shameful. It was an act that was appalling. Hallelujah. And when those did that, they did not go back to that again. You believe me? They did not. They lost their sense of worth. Hallelujah. And it was only by the restoration of Almighty Yah that He restored them. And when a woman was like that, she would always, every women like that, they always, women like that, they had a shame. Come on, think about what I'm saying. You will find those that will get a husband, but the one that had baby after baby, they don't get husbands. They just get somebody to lay in bed with them. A man that's a husband, he has his directives from Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Difference between a man that in bed and a husband. There ain't nothing there. A dog gets that. It means nothing. And those that knew that their sins were wrong, even though they didn't know Yah, but there was a conviction there. They got beyond that, but them holes, that spirit of Jezebel, they never did. Oh, they may have gotten a man, but they didn't get a husband. They may have gotten someone to say, I married you and showed a ring, but that's not a husband. I don't want no ring, but I'm a husband. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean one is a husband. This thing called Ahab, he was a weak thing because he followed pursuit. Instead of bringing the people back to the Torah of Yah, he went away from the Torah of Almighty Yah. Let me move on quickly because I want to get ahead. Turn to the 16th chapter of 1 Malachi, verse 25. Verse 25, turn back. I want to show you Omri. I want to show you what happened now. You must understand this man. It says, but Omri wrought wickedness, evil in the sight of Yah. And he did worse than those that were before him. Well, Ahab came after Omri, didn't he? He did wicked, more wicked than Omri. Hallelujah. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam. Well, who was Jeroboam? He brought the people under this demise of idolatry and Lord worship. That's what he did. That's what your Jeroboam did. He raised up men that were not of the priestly order. He put them in power that they should not have been. And he created this false illusion in the midst of the house of Israel. And because of that, it opened up the way for this weak, effeminate thing called Ahab. And he went and he married this Jezebel called Jezebel. You understand? And that's what we see today. We see with what we call, quote, Judaism and Christianity. Judaism is not the way of Yah. I said Judaism is not the way of Yah. It is not Yahweh's way. And so you see with Judaism and Christianity and Islam, Yah is married to Israel. He doesn't want us to learn the ways of the heathens. He doesn't want us to bring the heathen practices or the heathen religious orders into His way. He defied that. We cannot do it, brothers and sisters. He did evil, for he walked in the ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke Yahweh, the sovereign one of Israel, to anger with their vanities. You tell me the king provoked them to sin? Listen, brothers and sisters. This is what we see in what we call the church. She provokes, she calls people to sin. What is sin? Why you? Because I'm out drinking a little bit and smoking. No. The sin, they defy the Torah. They transgress the Torah. He calls the people to sin. and they transgress the Torah. Well, what we see in your drinking, your smoking, your drunkenness is because there's no strength of the righteousness of the Tzaddik of Yah in you. And so you will go to those avenues. You will drink. You will lie. You will break the mitzvah of Yah. You will steal. You will commit adultery. You will covet your neighbor's wife. You will murder. You will not honor your vow. You will commit adultery. That's what will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's what happened. And so it placed over the people that those that were not powerful in the ways of Yah to lead them. It's one thing that Yethro said to Moshe. He said, you go out and you first of all find men that fear Yah. You must find them that fear Yah and those that have the knowledge, understanding of the Torah. That understand the guidance of Yahweh. And you set them over 1,150 and 10. It's too much for you to bear. You cannot carry on the responsibilities of Yah by yourself. There are folks that may think that I'm being difficult, but I know that I cannot carry on the responsibilities of Yah, even in a small gathering like this, by myself. It takes every part of the ministry of the body of Yahshua working effectively. So you must have deacons, you must have men, you must have those that can speak to us, you must have those that understand the government, what the administration of the body of Yahshua. You must have it! And so the enemy keep us back from that in our childlike, pettish ways that we do not excel for the excellence in Yahshua. If there's anything wise, are to keep themselves in a position that even if the husband aspire to be a deacon or not, but that he would qualify for that. You women, hear me? Whether he qualifies or not. But that's the way she should carry herself. Not being a busy about not being online, Jezebel. And running her wicked mouth. The man should walk in a way that is the ultimate of strength and character. Hallelujah. Because he knows he has a body to look after. A weak man doesn't understand he has a body to look after. That's why these pigs, like Ahab, didn't realize that there was a body. That's what the wife represents. She represents the body of Israel. That's what she represents. Hallelujah. You don't step over Yahshua. You're not going to step over Yahshua onto the Abba. You're a fool if you think you are. You think you're going to step over Yahshua and just say, well, I want to tell you something, Yah. You're crazy as hell. You're not going to overstep him. You think you're going to just go in the presence of Yah? That's not going to be. You got to come through him, in him, in order to enter into the presence of Yah. In his right hand, a pleasure, evermore. And Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. So you must eat the word. You must eat the word. You must eat what Yah offers in his right hand. Yahshua is the right hand. You must eat the word of Yah. But it seems bitter. That's all right. Eat it. When it's finished, it will yield forth the shalom fruit of Yah. Hallelujah. Zomri, he wrote, even the sight of Yah, he did worse before those before him. He walked in the ways of Jeroboam that was before him, that he even did worse than him. Why? Because of this, scripture says in Shemoth, in Exodus 18:20. Well, Pastor Roberts, you talk loud and fast. Well, when I listened to Hillary Clinton on her stump speeches, Barack Obama, John McCain, they talk like this. They get the crowd riled up. They don't talk in some kind of little soft powder puff voice. Oh, Clinton, she be raising her voice. Oh, Barack, he gets up there. We're ready for change. We're going to change. Yeah, they're going to change from hellish to hellish. Yeah. There ain't no change. This damnation is going to be damned, brothers and sisters. You're raising hell with that, what Jeremiah writes. He said that the rich men run America. They run the world. They're wicked men. He said, we're praying, God bless America. We ought to pray, God damn America. God damn it, their God is going to be damned with America. The God of America is going to be damned, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. But Pastor Roberts, the words must be conveyed in the most smoothing way. No, Yah, he means what he says. He's going to damn the wicked. He's going to consume them with an everlasting fire. That is something you don't speak. You don't speak to the people in this little monotone voice to get them ready for that. Hallelujah. No coach in football is going to go in their basketball and talk in this little docile voice saying, I want you all to go out there and play. He doesn't come in there like that. He may come in there growling like a wolf.
See, pump it up, boys. We're ready to play ball. That's how they do it. Brothers out there, we playing basketball. We don't say, well, come on, Brother Dale, Deacon Benny. He misses that. Come on, Pete. Come on, man. You missed that. Come on. That was a chippy. That's how you talk. Hallelujah. For his voice was like the voice of the mighty thunders. Hallelujah. We must hear, brothers and sisters. This is what this whore has done. She has tried to wax our ears where we cannot hear. Well, we must hear what y'all saying. We must hear. He said, God, I got something against you. Come on. Don't you want to know if he got something against us? Come on, brothers and sisters. Do you want him to say it in a way you can't hear it? I want him to cry loud from the mountaintop. I don't care if the world hears it. I want to know where I'm going wrong, y'all. I'm not ashamed of this message of Yahshua, for it is the power of Yahweh to deliver me from the shackles of sin. Unto the Yah dim, unto Israel, unto those that believe, I want to hear what Yah says. I want him to cry aloud. He tells us to do that. Cry aloud and spare not. I don't want to cry aloud. I want to talk in a docile way. I do. But I must cry aloud. We must understand the urgency. They're raising hell up there in Charlotte because those that are near this transit system, the little trolley they have there, that's all they have. That the folks are raising hell saying that that the horn is too loud. So they change it from a horn to a bell. Now that, if that is not ignorant, it is dismal. When that big train gets the rolling down the truck, and it's amazing that a train, listen to me, a train, do you all hear me? A train can go 135 miles on 1 gallon of gas. It is just once they get up the force, she rolls. 135 miles on 1 gallon of gas. That's saying something there. That's saying something. And so when the train comes to those railroad crossings, it doesn't go bing, bing, bing. You can hear it a mile away. She roars. You can hear the horn. Whoop! You can hear it. The tractor trailer doesn't have a little horn like the vehicle, does it? And the smaller the car gets, the sound, beep, 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 beep. You get something big, it goes, I think when we were in Miami, someone had, I said, what is that? It was a horn like a train. What was that, Brother Dale? It was something loud. That, yes, sir, and you know, whoa, you want to make sure you're in the right lane. That's what that did. So Yah wants us to cry loud. So I'm going to speak loud, all right? Hallelujah. This is what happened. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 18:20. Yah says to Moshe, and you shall teach, you shall zachar, that is to admonish. You are to warn them. That's what teaching is. It is a warning. It is a reproof. It is an instruction. It is an enlightening to be cautious. He said, you must zahar them, statutes and Torah, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the mitzvah of the work they must do. Now this Isabel doesn't show the people the way they must walk. It doesn't show the people the way they must walk in, and the works we must do. That is what the Torah teaches us. It shows us how to walk. It shows us wherein we must walk and the way that we must go and we must be taught. And the Torah cautions us. It teaches us. It teaches us. It instructs us. It admonishes us. It reproves us. It rebukes us. But this Jezebel doesn't. Does she? No, she doesn't. You can come in any kind of way. It makes no difference. You can do whatever you want to. Just bring the money, honey. I don't want the money. I will not take the money of harlotry. I have burned money up. And the reason why? When one is operating in the spirit of harlotry and witchcraft, I don't want it. I don't want to incorporate in Yah's offering. I will not do that. Because it is an abominable thing. And if I incorporate it in Yah's offering, I'm not depending on Yahweh for the works here. Then I'm depending on the Deacon Honeycutt. I'm depending on Elder Martin. No, I have burned it literally up because I will not receive the price of harlotry in the house of Yah. There are those that say, I will send you an offering. No, we don't need an offering. We're all right. Hallelujah. We're all right.
We're going to be all right. Y'all provide food and raiment. Be contented. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I got food, and I certainly got enough pair of shoes. Clothing. It's just the robbers never make me another stitch. I have enough. Be contented. Be satisfied with Yah and Him alone. But because this teaching, and they all call themselves teachers, don't they? But yet He told Moshe, He said, and you shall teach them statutes and Torah. Is that not what it says? These men are not teaching that. They're teaching them the very ordinance of Baal. They're prophesying by the belly of this whore. That's what they're doing. They're prophesying riches and great wealth. But Yah said, the wealth is you teach them the statutes and the Torah and show them the way wherein they must walk and the work they must do. You must be shown that. You never gone on a job and they don't show you what they want done. They got a process, they train you on it, do they not? There's a certain way you have to come to work. They tell you you have to have steel-toed shoes. You got to wear them. They tell you, I want you dressed a certain way. You got to dress a certain way. So we must be taught. That's what the statutes of Yah are for. They teach us how to dress. Teach us how to come before Him. Teach us how to walk in the purity and the cleanliness of Almighty Yah. We must be taught that. But this Jezebel doesn't teach no one that. He teaches them to walk filthy before Yah. Teach them to do what they want to do. It's all right to be a part of the pagan lies. So she seduced the people of Yah. She brought them under the power of darkness. But Yah is always going to raise up one that will stand against the power of this Jezebel. And I want to show you the one here in 2 Melikim. 2 Kings 9:22. Hallelujah. Yoram and hallelujah. 2 Melikim. Chapter 9, verse 2. He had raised up one by the name of Jehu. He prepared him a warrior. Hallelujah. From his loins. And there were those, Yoram and Ahaziah. And they did not have the truth of Yah in them. And it says in verse 22, and it came to pass. You see, they thought they could appease Jehu with their words. Came to pass when Huram saw Jehu. He said, Shalom, peace. Listen to this carefully. He said, Shalom, Jehu. And Jehu answered him and said, what? Shalom. So long as the Huram, the Zanun of your Ima, your Ima, Isabel, and her witchcraft are so many. He said, what? Shalom. How can I receive that from you when you are the birth of this Jezebel? We let them speak. I don't want to hear them speak me shalom. Hallelujah. They have not the shalom of Yah. He hath the strength of Yah. He said, what shalom? You have no shalom to offer. As long as the whoredom of Jezebel and her witchcraft, you deceive the people. You turn them away from obeying the truth. And that's what the witchcraft of Jezebel does. They're foolish people. They turn to witchcraft instead of hearing Yah. And when they turn to witchcraft, they cannot obey the truth. Well, I don't see why you have to call his name. What you call Shaitan? They get in these whole houses, devil, I rebuke you, Satan. Do they not call him by name? We go call him by his name, Shaitan. That was a song that we used to sing back then. Shaitan, we're going to bring your kingdom down. He's looking at these fruit heads and he laughs. He laughs. Yahweh is going to bring that down. He give us power to tread on it. He's going to bring that down. Hallelujah. You've been building your kingdom all over this world, devil. Shaitan. And they would sing that thing, would they not? Come on, brothers and sisters. And they want you to know when they were calling his name, Shaitan. And so the value of the one that created him, his name is not a value. That is foolish to me. It is almost like a childbirth. And yet she says to her mother and her Ima and her Avata, your names are not valuable to me. And when she hears the name of Charles or Wendy, she knows that stimulates something in her. So we hear the name of Yah, it stimulates the power of Yahshua in us. It calls what He has written in us to come alive by the witness that He has sent His Son, Yahshua. It cannot be no other way, brothers and sisters. This whore has darkened the minds of the generation to turn them away from Yah. In Israel, there were strangers and proselytes that went into Jerusalem or the Shabbat, even though they were not worshippers of Yah, and they went in for observation to understand with clarity the meaning of this one that had delivered the house of Israel out of Mizraim. And yet when they saw the mighty hand of Yah, that their whole presence would change, that they were brought into the house of Israel, being Israel, converted, and change. Hallelujah. And so His name, His statutes, His ordinance, they are vitally important. There's that one parent or parents that have raised or has raised a child or children. Do not ordain statutes and limitations and ordinance and laws in the house. If you don't, you're going to have a beast. You're going to have a wild beast. And this whore we call the church, it is a wild beast. You got to get that out of your brothers and sisters. Her ways, her mannerism, her actions, her thoughts, her lords, her deities. You must. Hallelujah. This information can be found by anyone. Hallelujah. It's in the book. Yehu said, as long as you have the whoredom of your mama, Isabel, and the witchcraft, it is so much of it. As long as you have that, there will never be shalom. You will never have shalom. And your ram turned his hand and he ran. And he ran and said to Ahaziah, there is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Yehu drew a bow with his full strength. And he smote Yehoram between his arm, and the arrow went through his leg, and it stuck in the chariot. He destroyed both of them, Yoram and Ahaziah. He killed them because this is the spirit of this whore. One represented the spirit of whoredom, and one represented the spirit of witchcraft. One represented the spirit of whoredom, and one represented the spirit of witchcraft. And these are the main components of this Jezebel. She has men. She has men that are full of witchcraft and whoredom, and they ordain the women to perpetuate the spirit of witchcraft and to seduce and to draw men under. It's amazing that when a man sit there and listen to a woman, he's not just listening to her, but he is actually being seduced by her. Being seduced by, he's looking at her physical anatomy and all that. I'm telling you the truth, brothers and sisters. And the way some of these dogs dress these whores. You got these weak men that they got 4 or 5 daughters and they all are preachers and they all run a certain aspect of the whorehouse. That's the truth. There's one down there in Texas, I can't think of the name of it. He's one of what they call the fastest growing ministry. It is. His wife, his 2 daughters, and you ought to see them heifers calling themselves, commanding and demanding the people, and a little weak son-in-law. I've listened to them, I've heard them, and they command. Do you understand? It is not of Yah. It is not birth of Yah, and that's what this whore has done. That's why the customs are strange. These are strange customs that will transpire tomorrow. You can't hold on to any of that. You can't go to the damnable restaurants whereby even the owners and those that the Easter discount and all of that is wrong. The Mother's Day celebration, come on, putting that above Yah. You will have more people call their mothers. There's more money spent on flowers and candies on that day than they will give even unto Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. It is pagan. The customs are stranger, and they all have to do with idolatry and satanic worship. It has nothing to do with the wisdom of Torah. He told Moshe what to teach them, statutes and Torah, understanding. There is no shalom to a nation like this nation or people that is led by the spirit of witchcraft and whoredom. There's no shalom. Period.
When that witchcraft spirit is in, and when that spirit of Isabel, you will hear them, they're going to call on the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is great. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is my hope. It cannot be. Yeshua is the Tikvah, the hope of Israel. Not the Lord. Not the Lord. It is Yeshua. He wants to hear his name. He don't want to hear some false representation of his name. It's amazing because even in the world when those win their quote prize awards, we're now presenting the Nobel Peace Prize into physics. Jeniska Zubovinsky. You know, one may have to practice for weeks to understand that name. Jeniska Zubovinsky. And then once he hears that name, it causes something to rise in him. Sure, the so it is with the Abba. When he hears us call upon his name, he rises to the occasion. Hallelujah. That's what it does. He rises to the occasion. When that name Yeshua is called upon, it causes the light of Yah to fill us, brothers and sisters. The enemy, come on, listen to me, my brothers and sisters, and hear me. If the enemy, Shaitan, was that subtle and slick, then he called a third of the kingdom of Hashemayim to fall with him. If he saw this Adam and this Shava from the bosom of Adam, seeing the handiwork of Yah, and he was so subtle that he calls her to sin and the man sin. Come on. You think he's not going to use the same kinds of elements today, brothers and sisters? That's what he's doing with this thing we call the church. That's what he is doing. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing with this thing we call the Holy Ghost. That's what he's doing. We have the Ruach, the life of Yah. That's what we have. If you don't understand what the Holy Ghost is, read that book I wrote, that little booklet, Yahweh and the Gods of the Scripture. It's in there. You will see where the word came from. It came from the Sanskrit language of Hinduism, the word God. It's all from that. It has nothing to do with Yah. The English vernacular is a language that is based upon all languages. And it's taken and stolen and robbed from every language to fit in a place that they associate this with, or the thought or the identity of something with something of another language that it represents. So that's why they use the name Jesus. They can say what they want to men and what we call the KJV, because they didn't have the ability to translate. They wanted to put it in a way that that it would be understood by the carnal mind instead of the spiritual mind. And yet they put the name of the Abba in the 1611. His name, Yahweh's name, is in the 1611. It's there. It's that they know that we're ignorant and we will not search it out and say, what is this here for? 12 Shalishiams, 12 tribes of Israel, and right in the center of all of that is the name of Yahweh. It's there. And they knew that we would not search it out. The enemy, Shaitan was the most subtle creature in the garden, wasn't he? You think he's not subtle now? He's still subtle. You walk up on a snake. Have you ever walked up on a snake and didn't even know you walked up on it? I remember one day, one year, walking across over here. And of course, there's a big snake. It was about that big. And I walk right up on the snake. And I guarantee you, I jumped that high. I know I jumped that high. When I saw that, all I did, whoa! I guess that frightened it off. But I know I jumped that high. Don't want to mess with that. And so you walk right up on a snake. You don't even know you're a snake. And that's the way he is. So the subtlety of this teaching of this Isabel, because it's a witchcraft spirit. And it overtakes you. It causes you. Know what the spirit does? It causes you not to obey the Torah. That's what it does. That's what Isabel does. Sisters, I'll tell all of you, anytime, that your power over your husband is that persuasive where he doesn't obey the Torah, that is Isabel. Where he defies the Torah to satisfy you, that's Isabel. That's the spirit of Isabel. Period. When he removed himself from the head of the one that is his head, from Yahshua, what he commanded him to do, and you cause him to move from that, that's the spirit of Isabel.
That's not of Yah. That's a damnable wicked spirit. And what it does, it brings about a witchcraft spirit in your home. And then you find that everyone's operating in that. Come on, a virtuous woman. She teaches her children. Her houses look well. So she rises up early. She looks after the daughters, the sons. That's what she does. Hallelujah.
Oh, there will be someone that will write me and say, Pastor Roberts, I bless you for that. I needed that.
You may not need it, but someone needs this. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, you're going to have to be, you're going to have the strength of Yeshua to overcome. You're not overcoming without the strength of Yeshua. And I'm telling you that. You're not. Hallelujah. He says, as long as you have the spirit of whoredom and the spirit of witchcraft, he said, there is no shalom, none whatsoever. And you will know that when this spirit is permeated among the people of Yah and any nation of people, this is what it will produce. It says in Hosea, Hosea chapter 4, verse 12. Yahweh says, my people ask counsel of their stock, and their staff declare to them, for the Ruah of whoredom has caused them to go astray. That is what whoredom does. It causes you to go astray from the Torah. When a spirit of whoredom is among you, you will go astray from the Torah. He said they have gone astray, and they have gone a whoring from under Yahweh, their Abba. It calls you to turn away from the Torah. Is that not what this Jezebel calls us to do? Is it not what it calls us to do to go astray? It did. We went astray from the Torah of Yah. We went astray from the statutes and the disciplines of Yah. We went a whoring away from Yahweh. And that's what this whore calls the multitude of the people to do. To go whoring away from under the breath, the covenant of Almighty Yah. And they began to raise up stock, wood buildings and blocks and buildings. The Baptist whole house. The Methodist whole house. The AME Zion whole house. The black whole house. The white whole house. The Jewish whole house. The Greek whole house. The faggot whole house. That's what they raise up. That's what they raise up. And they began to worship their traditions and their constitution. Has nothing to do with the Torah of Yah. Has nothing to do with the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what has happened, whether we concur with it, whether we accept it or not. That is the reality of what has happened. They've gone a whoring away from Yah. And when you go astray, you will go a whoring away from Yah. And you will go looking for whores just like you. And you want someone to say shalom to you. Yehu says as long as you got that whoredom in you, there is no shalom here. As long as you under that witchcraft spirit, you can forget some shalom here. So the first thing you do, you go looking for those that you go and say shalom to. And see if they got the same kind of spirit you have, that you may have shalom with them. And that's why the Baptist whole house can invite the Methodist whole house. The Pentecostal whole house can invite the Baptist house. Because there's whoredom and there is witchcraft. And as long as the spirit of whoredom and witchcraft is there, there's no shalom of Yah. Yah is not comforting that people. He's not going to comfort you. There's no comforting from Yahweh. As long as there's whoredom, and as long as there's witchcraft in the midst, there's no comforting of Yah. You go astray from Yahweh. You go whoring away. You're looking for some other kind of emotion or feel. And Yah, there is only one thing He's going to give us is truth. And He's going to break down all the emotionalism. Oh, we will rejoice in Him. And all our actions will be in Yahshua. But He's going to break down this trivia mess among Israel, that we may be sincere and our hearts pure. You're not going to alter His truth because of your feelings and your emotions. And that's what we have done, brothers and sisters, because we have learned this from this Jezebel. We have taken her traits and we have incorporated them in the ways of Yah. It's not going to work. And that's why there's so much among us, folly and foolishness, sickness and death, separation from Yah. Because we learn the way of the whole well. We must learn the way of the virtuous daughter to Zion. We look well to the house of Yah. Much as we have opportunity to do tov unto all men. But especially the house of Yisrael. You look after them. That's Mama. Mama's not Yisrael. You do right by her, but you do especially unto Yisrael. Hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way Yah commands. Look at the fifth chapter of the same book. And that's why people say they know Yah, they don't know Yah. It says in Hosea 5:4, Yahweh said they will not change their doings to turn to Yahweh the Abba. For the Ruach of Horem is in the midst of them. And they have known Yahweh? They have not. You cannot know Yahweh, brothers and sisters. When that spirit is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. When you go astray from the Torah, there's a spirit of Horem in the midst. You don't know Yahweh. That's what it says. They will not change their doing. They will not turn to the Shabbat. They will continue on the Sunday. They will continue to exalt Baal. They will not call upon Yah. They will not turn from their doings to turn to Yahweh the Abba. For the Ruach of the life of Horem is in the midst of them. The spirit of Horem. Idolatry. Adulterous practice in the midst of them. And they have not known Yahweh. They have not known Yahweh. And when that spirit is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. You don't know Yahweh. When the spirit of Horem is in the midst, you don't know Yahweh. What is Horem? Well, Yahweh is our first love, isn't he? Come on, he first loved us, did he not? Is not that reciprocal unto him that he commands us to love him with all? So if Yahweh is our first love, how can we abandon that love and go away from him and give ourselves over unto another lover? And that's what Israel has done. They've given themselves over unto the church. The doctrines of the church. And not the statutes that Yah told Moshe to teach them, the statutes of the Torah and show them how to walk. They've gone to the way of the church. And so they want the church to show them. They want the church to teach them. And there's nothing but the spirit of Horem in the midst in what we call the church. And they don't know Yah. You will see that tomorrow on the pagan celebrations. The most vilest creatures will be in these whole houses tomorrow. The most reputed wicked men will come. And they are coming to see what they can get. They're coming lusting. And every kind of deplorable wicked spirit you can imagine will go through those doors of the whole houses on tomorrow. Isn't that what a whole house is? In a brothel, I don't care whether they're dirty or nasty or wicked men. They go in there and they come from all extremes. They do. They come from every echelon. They do. And they enter those houses because in those houses nothing but filthy, vile, unclean spirits. And they will go tomorrow, everyone. I don't care who it is. They are out. I wonder why traffic was so heavy one day, Thursday. I say, what in the world is this? And it dawned on me, I didn't know this pagan festivity was coming up tomorrow. I didn't know it. I really did not know. And it dawned on me what it was. They're out buying their shoes and their clothing. You got to have a little old and a little new on. It's all steeped in pagan rituals. It is not of Yahweh. We cannot learn from this whore. For she produces whoredom and witchcraft. And that spirit of witchcraft will turn one away from Yah. That's what it will do. That's why Yah, listen to me, brothers and sisters. That's why he had to bring judgment upon Nineveh.
It says here in Nahum 3 and 4. Nahum. It says, because of the multitude of the whorems of the well-favored harlot. And this thing we call the church is a well-favored whore, isn't she? She is a well-favored whore. That's what she is. She's a well-favored harlot. And there is no nation that spouses more whorehouses than this nation. This nation. No other nation, brothers and sisters. She is a well-favored harlot. What is a harlot? You call it what you want to. She sells herself to the highest bidder. She, because of the multitudes of whorem, that's why Yehu says, your whorem, you're not going to bring that in the midst of the kingdoms that I am ruling, the northern tribes. You're not going to bring that here. He said, I'm going to kill you, you dogs. And he smote them. Sure he did. Because of the multitude of whorems and of the well-favored harlot, and the mistress, the Baha of witchcraft that sells nations through her whorems and families through her witchcraft. You see what your family been sold unto? Are we not a kadosh nation, a royal priesthood? So the church sell nations through her witchcraft spirit. She goes in and she binds the people. Look at the nations whereby this Christianity missionary work has been done. They're worse off than what they were before they ever came. Death and greed and lust and every kind of vile thing it is. Look at these men that spouse this doctrine today of Baal. Get rich. Baal wants you to be rich. It is not of Yah, brothers and sisters. That is of Baal. It is of the Phoenicians' God. It is not of Yahweh. And they spread this vile, venomous lie. We cannot hold fast to that. Yah wants us to buy the truth. He wants us to buy instructions, discipline, knowledge, and understanding. That's what he wants us to buy. And you don't sell it. He doesn't want you to buy a Cadillac. Hallelujah. That's not going to save you. Hallelujah. If anything, whoa, that will help you. This well-favored mistress, she has sold the nation through witchcraft. Kashef. That's what she has done through this sorcery and this necromancing and through the power of hell. And that's what the church does. The word church, even the spirit that it opens up. When Eve began to listen to Shatan, did it open up a spirit unto her? It did that. That's what the church does. It opens up the spirit of witchcraft and whoredom and sorcery and necromancing and soothsaying. That's what it does. Whether you believe that or not, it opens that up, brothers and sisters. We have all been ignorant, and I am the chiefest of the ignorant ones. But now Yah brings us to the knowledge and understanding that we do not regress back to those ways. We do not regress back to the tenets of the whorehouse. We press on for the high mark and the calling in Yahshua that we are expected to receive when we see Him. We press for the high calling and the mark of Yah. And that mark is Yahshua. That's what we press. We don't go pressing back. We don't go back to the ways of this harlot that has seduced us and has brought us into all these pagan ways of whorem and witchcraft, whereby we don't even have shalom. When witchcraft and whorem is the seed of your mind, you will never have shalom. If witchcraft and whorem is in you, you're not going to have shalom. There's no shalom to you at all. You're not going to have shalom at all. When that spirit of witchcraft is in you, and that spirit, because it brings about a foolishness. That's why Shaul says in the book of Galatia, chapter 3, verse 10, verse 1, he says, O foolish Galatia, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Well, it is the church that has bewitched us. It is this whorehouse that has bewitched you. And it taught you not to obey the Torah, did it not? Yes, it did. You ask the question, well, what about this Shabbat? Well, that doesn't mean that was for the, quote, Jews, unquote. This Torah, listen to me, brothers and sisters.
This Torah was given to the 12 tribes of Israel. It was given to Benjamin, just like it was unto Zebulun, just like it was unto Naphtali, just like it was unto Issachar, just like it was unto Yehuda. That's like it was unto Dan, just like it was unto Gad. It was given unto the Hebrew people. It was not given unto just Yehuda. It was given unto Israel. It was given unto Israel. It was given unto Israel. This is meant for Israel. It's not just meant for Yehuda. It's meant for Israel. That's who it's meant for. It meant for Issachar just like it is for Zebulun. It meant for Zebulun just like it is for Yehuda. It meant for Yehuda just like it is for Dan. It meant for Dan just like it is for Gad. It's meant for the house of Israel. That's who the Torah was given unto. Hallelujah. And so with this whore, this spirit of whoredom, it causes you to forget and turn away from the Torah of Yah. Is not that what the church does? Don't ever identify the works of Yah as the church. You call it the assembly, the congregation. That's what the congregation is. It is the call out. It is the set of parts. Hallelujah. It's not the church. Only time I use that when I'm dealing with that out there. When it's dealing with the people of Yah, I don't use that. Hallelujah. Because we are not that. And so when this, O foolish Gulushia, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth. There's only one entity today that turned people foolish, and that's the church. And it caused them not to obey the Torah. And the Torah is the truth of Yah. It tells them you don't have to remember the Shabbat and keep it Kadosh. It tells them you can have your own God. It tells them you can build your images, and they build these cathedrals, these whole houses, this opulent, what they call beauty. But it is a dismal abomination before Yah. And it is to draw the visual appeal. That's what it does. It draws this visual appeal. I looked at pictures other day of the 12 most magnificent structures of what they call churches, temples in the world. The Basilicas, St. Peter's Basilicas in Rome. And there's a St. Mark's Basilicas in France. And they also, of all of the architectural structures of those buildings, they threw in Ebenezer down here in Atlanta with Martin Luther King. Well, it's not a fabulous structure. It's just a little simple building. Among these buildings that you could sit 20 of those Ebenezers in there. There's one in Vietnam. Where is that Vietnam? Phinh Hung somewhere. That thing looked like it was 5 blocks long. I'm not lying to you. And the magnificent structure, it was mind-boggling. The architectural design. And then in the midst of that, they had this little Ebenezer down here. Hallelujah. They didn't put one synagogue. One, they have some of those, the Muslims, mosques, the whole houses, they got structures that are out of this world in the architectural design. But they had all these whole houses, these whole houses we call the church, and they show the beauty and the massive amount of money that are put in these things. It costs $100 million a year to run the basilicas of Rome. That's the budget just for that. $100 million a year. Every year. $100 million. That certainly could feed a whole lot of poor people, couldn't it? Sure it could. A whore doesn't care about no one. Rome doesn't care about no one. No more than the Baptists, the Pentecostal. They do things for publicity. But as far as caring, because you cannot have the Ahava of Yah without the power of His truth. That's why Yehu, He destroyed Yoram. That's why He killed them. Because they were full of whoredom and witchcraft. And there's only one well-favored whore. And that is what we call the church. And the Roman whorehouse is part of that. When that dog out of hell come to this well-favored whore in America, they will go from the Baptist faith, from the Methodist, from Islam, from Judaism. They will go and bow before that dog, the Pope. Do you all hear me? Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not a politician like the Barack Obamas or the Clintons. I am a man of Yah. I don't bear the sword in vain. There are those that are doing all they can to get a ticket, to have an audience with this little effeminate thing that will be coming here to this wicked nation. And the politicians are going to meet him. The Baptists, black men, white men, Jewish men, Mexicans, they all are going to bow down before this dog out of hell. She's a well-favored whore, isn't she? There's no whore that is favored like the Catholic whorehouse. What she says, it calls ripple effects in the whole world. Hallelujah. The Pentecostals are going to go. And if old lying, doggish Jerry Falwell was alive, and that is not to mock the man's death. I don't mock death. He will be there just like the Pat Robinsons, just like the T.D. Jakes, all the dogs. If they get an invite, they're going. If they get an invite, these dogs of this Jezebel, this Isabel, this whore out of hell that seduced the people, they're all going. Everlasting with them, the shoeless, the bitty hens, they all will go. And they will marvel at this thing. Oh, they will. Hallelujah. It is not of y'all, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You cannot hold on to any of the tenets of the church. Period. We must hold on to the statutes and the Torah of Yah and the way we must walk in. She is bewitching the people that they cannot even obey the truth. This is truth. His mizvah is truth. Brothers and sisters, if this is that truth right there, come on, my brother. Is that truth, brothers and sisters, right there? All right, if that is the truth right there, then what about this to remember the Shabbat, to keep it going? Is that truth? Come on, brothers and sisters, that is truth. Is that truth? Honor your Ivat and your Ima. Is that truth right there? Well, what about that? You should not bring the name of your Abba to Shav in vain. For whoso do so, he should not be held unresponsible. That is the truth too, brothers and sisters. If that has a grave impact on a society, so does this as well. Everything he wrote has a grave impact on any society, brothers and sisters. You can't accept this and say this is appropriate and say this is not appropriate here. You shall have no gods before me. Come on, you can't do that. Everything that he wrote is appropriate. His statutes, they are not annulled, brothers and sisters. The statutes of y'all, come on, sister. What you told to Dale and Sheena, that will last them throughout life. Don't do this, do that. Carry yourself this way, do that, walk that way. That's what the statutes of y'all. You can't go out there and steal, son. You get caught, you go in the jail. Don't smoke dope, don't drink, don't do that. That he can pass that to his children. And his children to his children. And his children, children to their children. And his children, children, children to their. Come on. We pass this on down. Yeah. Hallelujah. Professor Horn taught you young men that you pass it down to Sharia. She pass it down to her youngins. Come on. You think y'all taught us something just for one generation? That is crazy. We pass this down from son to son to son to son, son, son. It goes down to every generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he said you teach them how to walk. Teach them how to keep my statutes, my ordinance, my Torah. You teach them that. We must, and that whore, this whore, she bewitches us. That we don't keep the Torah of Yah. She bewitches our minds, and she has bewitched us. Whereby we would resent the Shabbat. Well, it's not that, it is that. It's just what Yah said, we were ignorant. And Yah just winked, he said, my, that doesn't mean he winked his eye like some dogs do, like that wicked thing in Walterboro, R.G. Stair used to do his eyes all the time. That doesn't mean he did that, it just that Yah said, Israel has done many things that were against Yah. But he would always raise up an army to bring them back into the light of his truth. The man wrote me the other day from Atlanta, said that he's going to bring Yahweh's people of all colors together. Well, the people of Yahweh, they have only one color. They are washed and cleansed in the dam of Yeshua. He's not bringing no one together. I say, Yah will raise up a nobody that he's going to restore Israel, my friend. Hallelujah. When he looks at Israel, he's looking at what is written on the table of their heart, their mind, their inward parts. And he's looking for the testimony of Yeshua. This damn trash they call itself the elect of Yah, they are not. It's the church. It is the church led by whoredom and witchcraft. That's what it's led by. It's not led by the statutes, the covenant of Yah that he made with the house of Yisrael. That is not Yisrael. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your sisters, your brother. That doesn't make any difference at all. One rejects the imat, the truth of Yahweh, then they're damned. I don't care who it is. The man put his hand to the plow, turned his back. He's not fit for the kingdom. They're sons and daughters of perdition. They're meant for hell. They're going to burn in hell. They're going to be destroyed whether you bow or not. I don't believe that Esau was meant for hell. He loved Yaakov and he hated Esau. You have birthed the Esau's. You have birthed the Yaakov, but they're Esau's as well. He's not going to accept them. I don't care how much you cry. You save yourself. Let the Esau's go to hell. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to save him myself. Hallelujah. You're not concerned about Sister Robbie. She stay in her place in the body. She will be saved. Because I'm the head. She will be saved. She walk in the way I command her to walk and show her how to walk what the word of Yah says. She walks submissively and obediently. She will be saved. If she will act like an Isabel or whore, Jezebel in turn and try to turn my mind away from Yah to hell, she will be damned into hell. She will lose her soul. And I speak that frankly with all honesty. She will go to hell before I turn away from the truth of Yah. Let her go to hell. I will not allow her emotionally persuasive power to persuade me away from truth. That's not even a mark. How do you say that? Because did not Shaitan try to persuade Yeshua? Did he not show him all the kingdoms? Did he not say, I give you all this and honor? Did he showed him all, he gave him the naked women and all, the whole houses and all. He said, all be yours, just bow down, just worship me. He said, you're a fool. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. We live by every word. Come on. Was there a renewed covenant when he said that? Was he talking from the Torah and the statutes and the ordinances of Yah? He was talking from the statutes, the ordinances of Almighty Yahweh. And this whore today, she's well favored. Everyone loves her. They love her fathers, her priests. They love her reverends and all of those they love. Because the T.D. Jakes can have his own. He can raise up his own idol, T.J. Jakes ministry. You got Benny Hinn ministry. They don't have Jesus Christ ministry. They got Benny Hinn because Benny Hinn is the Jesus. He's the Jesus. Come on, my brothers and sisters. T.D. Jakes is the Jesus. He is the Christo. You got Robert Shuler ministry. He is the Jesus. You got that Grin Endeavor down there in Houston, Texas. Osteen ministry. They named them out of him. Yah says, in my house, my name shall resonate from my house. Not a damn name like T.D. Jakes or Benny Hinn or Osteen. They're dogs from hell. It's his name that should resonate out of his house. Hallelujah. Not David Roberts, but the name of Yah. Yahshua. David Roberts has no value at all. The only one name whereby you can be saved, and that's the name of Yahshua. There's no other name given on the Hashemayim whereby you can be saved. But in that name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This nation is a nation of well-favored mistress. Foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. For whose eyes Yahshua HaMashiach was evidently set forth in the pale among you. Has Yahshua been set forth among your eyes? He has in my eyes. I see him. Hallelujah. 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 Because my sins have no power to burden me down. They went pale on that stake when he was in pale. This thing we call the church turned you away from Yah. And the Torah turned you to Yah. Torah of life bring you before Yahweh. That's what Yahshua did. Think not I've come to destroy the nor be the prophets of the Torah. I came to fulfill it. Not one jot, one tittle will be taken from this. All hell, heaven and earth will be removed before one jot, one tittle be removed from the Torah of the prophets where they prophesied. And this whore today calls herself the church. She's the world favorite Jezebel. She has destroyed much. She is the house of whoredom and witchcraft. And you will know when there's a witchcraft spirit because it doesn't turn you to Torah truth. Anytime, I don't care who the man is, when they began to teach, if they do not speak by the Torah and the light of Yahshua, the testimony of Yahshua, they have no truth in them, no light in them at all. I don't care if it's Reverend Jim Big Daddy Bone or Reverend Sue Bell, Bishop Sue Bell Smith. They're making women that today. Bishops, Jezebels, they're not bishops. Place of a daughter to Zion, the scripture is clear on that. Teach the young women how to guide their homes and lead their homes. Teach them how to love their husband.
Come on, some of your daughters don't know what it is. They don't know what it is to love a husband. They don't know how to. You're too ignorant for someone to teach you that. Teach them how to love their husband. Teach them how to be chaste and beautiful. Teach them how to honor their husband. Hallelujah. That's what they're for. And the man is set there to chastise the young man because his spirit rise up. Come on, what you, these young boys tell them, I'm not doing anything you said. No fear today. At least in our days, there was some fear. You said that you knew you were getting knocked out. There was some old drunken uncle. You said that he would break your back. These days, it's not so. They will kill the uncle. Hallelujah. May Shalom rest upon us. I'm going to stop here. There's much more, but I'm going to stop. May cause our delight in Yeshua today. May give us shalom and rest today. I have rest in Yeshua. Hallelujah. I didn't preach that the way I wanted to, but that's all right. It came out. That's enough. We need to know the truth. Don't be a part of the days. Don't go out eating their pagan restaurants and their pagan food that they're going to set out tomorrow colored like their St. Patrick Day that they colored everything green. That's wicked. That's not Yah. Go in there and they got ham and eggs. These restaurants are going to be feel like dogs tomorrow, like dogs at a trough. And if you go in one, you're a dog just like the dogs that go to the trough. I'm telling you that. It's not Yah. That is right, my deacon. Going there with these dogs, eating like dogs. I ain't going in these damn whole houses. They're wicked houses. They poison you. They kill you. That's what they do. I'm telling you. The world loves nobody, brothers and sisters. For the love of money, are they all out there to just make money? Are they there to make money? The love of money is the root of all evil. And don't you know if it's the root of evilness there? Don't you understand what they're doing, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Love of money is the root of all evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yah help us all today. You that are listening, may He bless you. May He strengthen you. We do want to bless you all for your wonderful gifts and your great offerings that you have sent. I told you, for all we don't take, from the smallest to the greatest, they're all great. And we barak you for your gifts, your wonderful giving that has come on this week, your faithfulness in your giving. There are those that are very faithful in their giving and their writing to help the works here. So we barak you for that. And we use them too, my brothers and sisters. We use them for the works. Hallelujah. So if you ever come and visit, the offerings have been used for that. Hallelujah. Or we may use some to buy some wood around here because we need to. Hallelujah. We may use some to send somewhere. We do that. But they use for the kingdom work. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen us all. Let's have a great Shabbat as we look forward to the feast days that are ahead. I do. For the great time that is ahead. May He strengthen us all that we rejoice in His tov, His wonderful works in Yeshua. We walk kindly with each other and help each other. That's what we're here to do. We're supposed to help each other. I don't care what it is, brothers and sisters. Let us not be so easily offended. So easily offended. This is a generation that's very easily offended. You say something, they get so offended because they're very weak. Hallelujah. Anything, what a strong person does, I don't care what it is, they take it and they build, they use it, and they go from there. Hallelujah. I don't care what happens to me, from that, I utilize that. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It can be utilized. Everything. So we must do that. Let's help each other. And I walk before Yah. We may be strengthened. We may be blessing each other. Help each other. We can do that. We help each other in all aspects. And everything we do, we help each other. We sisters helping each other. As you all walk, you all help each other. Come on. That's how you do it. You help each other. They struggle with things. Some do things better. But you still help each other. You understand that? Hallelujah. Barak, all you that are listening, may this song enlighten your day and bless your life today. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah. Search us, Almighty God, in Yahshua the Lamb. We may do all things to please you. And pray you give us strength all today as you guide us to the Shabbat. You strengthen us all here. Those that are listening, our friends, our supporters, the barat you for our enemies. Pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for Israel scattered abroad. Bless us all in Yahshua's mighty name. And we told on you for this day, the Shabbat. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.